USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protests continue across the United States, with things remaining peaceful in New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles. Today's demonstrations come after charges were upgraded against the officer seen kneeling on George Floyd's neck. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says justice will be served.
To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value.
Former President Barack Obama holding a town hall on Wednesday, saying the country's current situation presents an opportunity for citizens to work together in tackling some important issues. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 527 points to finish at 26,270. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The world's biggest movie theater chain has suffered a blockbuster loss because of COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
AMC Theaters posting a first quarter loss of around $2.4 billion. The world's biggest movie theater chain saying the loss is due largely because it had to shut down all of its theaters in March because of the pandemic. AMC is owned by Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda Group. It furloughed or laid off more than 26,000 employees. It's also furloughed all 600 corporate staffers, including its CEO, Adam Aron. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is telling lawmakers that he would not have approved an FBI surveillance application for former Trump aide Carter Page during the Russia investigation had he known at the time about the problems that have since been revealed. Rosenstein testifying on Capitol Hill on Wednesday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick is calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to step up and take control of the rioting and looting in New York City. Carrick also shares some interesting statistics regarding police officers that were involved in fatal shootings.
These are numbers that come out of the FBI Uniform Crime Report and the Washington Post. Last year, there were 10 million arrests in the United States. 10 million. Out of 10 million arrests, police officers were involved in fatal shootings 1,004 times. 41 of those were unarmed people. The police shot unarmed people. If you listen to the rhetoric, every one of those people were black. You know what? That's a lie. That's completely false. It's not true. 19 white people, unarmed, were shot and killed by police last year. Nine were black.
Apple has its eyes on people who stole iPhones during the ongoing riots. That's according to a local Fox affiliate in New York. Apple stores across the country have been ransacked and looted, and the tech company has a message for people who stole cell phones. Thieves will see a message on the stolen device stating, "This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted." The message also requests a device be returned to the store it was taken from. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.